Every single action that you have ever taken started as a thought. So when you change the way you think, you will change the way you act, and you will change the way you live. That is hyperconscious.
No matter what you're going through right now or ever have gone through, the only way your life changes is if you change first. That is what we are here to help you do.
A huge shout out to our friend and mentor, David Meltzer of the Playbook Podcast, for sponsoring this podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another very special, as always, episode of the Hyperconscious Podcast. We hope you enjoyed our latest episode. We were lucky enough to chat with the amazing, beautiful Gina Swire. Today, for episode number 456, we are going to talk about why we are glad that we were not popular in high school.
So to provide a little bit of context, first and foremost, this was Kevin's idea.
Oh, thank you.
I got into
under the bus.
You're welcome. No. I give you credit. So I got into the studio, and Kevin had written on the whiteboard one word. It was significance. And you've heard us talk a lot about The Six Human Needs by Tony Robbins in his TED Talk. Certainty, variety, love and connection, significance, growth, and contribution. But today we're going to focus on significance. And basically what significance meant to Kev in terms of an episode today is you have to be very careful and very hyperconscious, very aware of where you're getting your significance and the implications of that.
This is something I know that you're like one of your big things, one of your strengths is pattern recognition.
Thank you.
I have been recognizing this pattern for a very, very long time because of social media.
Right.
So when I say significance, what is significance? It's where do you feel special? What do you get valued for? Significant. Right. What do you get valued for, basically? What makes you feel valued, valuable, good about yourself?
Yeah.
Okay? We'll go into a lot of examples. This is going to be very practical, okay? And we're going to, like, I'm not beating around the bush in this episode. Like, it's going to be very to the point.
Right.
There are certain people on social media where if I see a story of theirs pop up, I can almost, with 100% certainty, say what that story is about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, an example of this is a young lady that I follow that I knew back in the day. Every single time she posts a story, she has her cleavage out in some way, shape, or form. Now, this episode isn't about whether this is good or bad. You do you.
Right.
Right, again, I put a picture, and one of the reasons we did this, and I wanted to do this episode, was I put the picture of me from the bodybuilding days, like, shredded. That's where I used to get my significance. I used to get my significance by taking shirtless pictures.
Right.
By people commenting on, oh, wow, what a great physique, great legs, great whatever.
Right.
That's where I used to get my significance. So I have no issue with it as long as you're conscious of it.
Right.
Does this young lady know that people are, you know, commenting on her story things because she has her cleavage out? Maybe. I don't know whether or not that's happening. But I always say, like, if you want to be a supermodel, awesome. If you're beautiful and you have a great body and you want to be a supermodel, awesome. More power to you. But make sure you understand that the people who are looking at your pictures don't necessarily care whether or not you're a nice person. Like, another great example of this, rappers nowadays.
Right.
Rappers say some, like, brutal things. Like, some rappers are really murderers and people like them because of their music. They're getting significance because people like their music.
Right.
It doesn't make them a good person. It doesn't mean they like them because they're good people. Just beware of where you get your significance. If you get into a fight with your spouse and you post on social media, oh, guys are this or women are that, blah, 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 and people comment on that, what are you doing? You're looking for significance.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking to feel special, to feel valued, to feel like you're not alone, to feel like people understand what you're going through. Again, it's not my job to tell you whether that's good or not. You do you. But if you're not aware of why you're doing it, I used to do that all the time. Every single time I would put a status up, work 11 to 7, gym chilling. What was I doing? I was looking for significance. I was looking for people to say, like, oh, wow, he's got a cool job or he does that.
Right.
Like, he does this. Honestly, you and I posting selfies from Brendon Burchard's event, what happens? My social media numbers go way up.
Same.
My story views go way up. Do I feel significant? Absolutely.
Right.
Am I doing that purely for significance? No.
Right.
I'm doing that because I want people to understand that I am doing the things that are important to grow. And if I want you to look at me as an expert, I have to do those things.
Right.
Right? Because I have to be growing my area of expertise. So that's just, yeah, I don't know. I feel like as long as you know why you're doing it, sure. But even if you are getting significance for your body, is that what you want?
Right.
Or would you rather get significance for something else? Sorry, I just took the whole episode.
No, no, you're good. This is, it's going to be tough to talk about this because this is such a powerful topic in 2 more minutes, yeah. But
we can go a little longer if you want.
So the name of the episode, yeah, we probably should, honestly.
Yeah.
The name of the episode is Why We Are Glad We Weren't Popular in High School. So,
oh yeah, I didn't touch on that at all.
I mean, well, don't worry, we'll circle back. So in high school, I remember, and I've talked about this a lot openly, in high school, I was a nerd and I hit puberty very late. So I remember when I was in middle school, I was like fairly tall amongst the kids. And then I remember in like seventh and eighth grade and then freshman year of high school, like a lot of people hit puberty and they grew like, you know, they had facial hair and all the guys got jacked, at least from my perspective back then. And I was still this like little boy, you know, and when I was a freshman in high school, I think I was like 5'3" or something crazy or 5'4" something like that. When I was a junior, I grew from 5'4 to 6'1, which was really weird for me. And then all of a sudden I felt significant and I got girls and all that nonsense. But back then, that's all you know. And you just want to be valued and you want to be loved and you do. So for me, significance is definitely something that drove me. And I think a lot of males, especially American males, crave significance because we're taught that if you're not a winner, you're a loser. Mm. And I think culturally, it's a really important thing. And so I remember, you know, I'll try not to say any names, but there was a lot of popular guys that were extremely good looking at a very young age. And they hit puberty and they looked like men while I looked like a boy. And they got all the girls. All of the girls loved these guys, right? And they were athletic. They had natural talent. They were football players or track stars or basketball stars. One of them could dunk, you know. And I remember feeling so insignificant. Because the game that I was playing, for lack of better phrasing, was long-term. You know, I was told that if I was smart enough, I would have choices. And I used to literally, like, think to myself, like, I'm going to do well in high school, and I'm going to get straight A's, and one day I'm going to be significant more so than any of the bullies who bullied me. It wasn't long ago that it was probably 2 or 3 years ago. And I'll be short about this, but shout out to Eddie Wizakirky. So Eddie, I went up to him in the gym and I said, Eddie, I just want you to know, I really appreciate the fact that you never bullied me and that you never made fun of me and that you were always kind, even though you were super popular. He was an all-star.
Everything.
Everything.
Yeah,
all-star in everything.
Yeah.
And he was super popular, you know, had all the significance in high school. And I said, thank you so much for always being a good guy. Because when you're a young boy, and someone like Eddie says something mean to you, who is clearly like significant and popular and all that, it does. It really hurts your self-esteem. And, you know, back then I didn't have as much self-belief as I do now. I wasn't, you know, jacked. I didn't hit puberty yet. I didn't get any girls, right? And I don't want to say none, but like certainly not a lot of popularity. I wasn't popular. I wasn't. And so, you know, I try to remember that. And I try to remember, and what's interesting now is like the Eddies and Eddie, you know, some of the people that made fun of me in high school are very much like seek me out now. Mm. And it's definitely turned, which is kind of a trip. Now I'm not only stronger than them and bigger than them, you know, but I also am something, you know, quote unquote significant. And so it's, and I'm always trying to be very kind. And I have been. Even there's this one guy in particular, and then I'll get off this story here. But this one guy in particular was such an asshole to me, Kev. Like made me cry multiple times, made fun of me, pushed me, like it was nasty at basketball. He was a real fucking asshole, honestly. Mm. And he was jacked and good looking and got all the girls and all that nonsense. And now he looks up to me and it's obvious that he looks up to me. And it's interesting because I'm kind to him, but there's that part of me that kind of wants to punch him in the face. Because back when I had no significance and no confidence and was a little boy, he was mean to me. And now that I'm taller than you, stronger than you, have more influence than you, smarter than you, better than you at everything. And by the way, I'd crush you at basketball now. See? The ego coming out. Now I'm kind to you because that's who I choose to be. And so I guess I'm grateful that I wasn't significant in high school because I think people who have natural talent don't develop some of the other virtues that we now have.
Yeah, and the reason we named it this, I appreciate you being vulnerable.
Absolutely.
The reason we named it this is because I can look back at the people in high school that were popular, and this isn't a complete blanket statement. It's not everybody was like this. I know some very, very nice people that were popular.
Right.
But some of them were popular because they were kind of dicks. And they were like the fighters.
Right.
I remember literally going outside and watching a group of people circle up and then two people fight. And that was one of the most popular kids in school. Now, again, there's nothing right or wrong. But if that person thought he was going to get significance for that for the rest of his life, it's no wonder why he found other ways to get it. Maybe drugs or alcohol.
Right.
Right. And I don't want other people to go through that.
I know.
Tony Robbins says this, everybody finds a way to meet these needs. Everybody yeah. finds a way to be significant.
Everybody. Yeah.
And I'm convinced, I said this when we were on with Mike Cameron.
Yeah.
That I think the reason, and I had to clear this up in the comments because I didn't want people to think I was about this. The reason men send pictures of their junk is because they feel significant doing that.
Right.
Because they're the center of attention. And they could easily block you so you can't say anything. Now, I 1,000,000% think that's wrong. It's unreasonable and it's...
Right.
I don't understand it. It's disgusting. But that's how some people get significance.
Right.
Some people get significance by commenting on your something, on your post or your whatever. Oh my God, you're fat. Like they could do that to, you know, a woman posing in a bikini.
Right.
That's how they get significance. They're controlling that situation. So you have to be careful where you get it. And also...
Where it's bringing you.
Where it's bringing you and where other people are getting significance because of you.
Right.
And again, I don't want this to be about like, oh, you know, if you're a bikini model, you're a bad person. Not at all. Not at all. Like, good for you for having the confidence to do that. Just make sure that you understand, like, the people who are watching the videos or looking at the pictures don't necessarily care who you are as a person.
Right.
That's fine if you're okay with that. But, it's interesting. It's interesting because the people in high school didn't necessarily have to have the character. Or they didn't have to have the sense of humor, or they didn't have to have the vision, or the understanding, or the communication, or the patience, because they were popular because
right.
of what people are popular for in high school.
Right.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so very much for listening to another episode of Us. You guys listen to us enough. We want to talk to you. We want to know what you are going through in your life and how we can help you better. So if you reach out to myself at NeverQuitKid on Instagram or Alan at ALazarus88, send us a message, video, audio, text, whatever it is. We just want to get to know you guys better.
We want to hear from you. Also, if you go to the hyperconsciouspodcast.com, click on join hashtag hyperconscious nation. When Kevin and I look back at the last 3.5 years since starting the show, it's the people we met that made the biggest difference. At one point, Tiff and Amy were just people who were listening to this show who then got a part of this community. Do not underestimate the power of a like-minded growth community and what it can do for your life.
Do you think we should stop blabbering now?
Yes.
Okay, we will get back into it, and we hope you will enjoy.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Well, I know we said we'd make this a longer one. The last thing
we did, I added another 7 minutes.
Oh, cool. Yeah, another two minutes and 20.
Yeah.
20. One thing I want to make sure I say on this episode is the way you're getting significance is either a short-term play or a long-term one. And if you're out there and you're human, significance is important to you. It's only to what extent.
Yeah.
And again, Tony Robbins' TED Talk is the best resource for that understanding. I was significance-driven before I became hyperconscious. And so the way I did it was being the smartest. And that brought me significance. All the awards. I remember at the high school ceremony, I like had to keep getting up. Like it was... I didn't even sit down. It was me, Julian Reardon, and certain other people. And it was just like award after award, right? And that was a long-term win. Mm. I might not have been doing it for the purest reasons as a little boy who wanted significance and love. But being smart is a long-term play. That actually only compounds in a good direction, right? Because in our current economy, if you're the smartest and you have skills that no one else has, you get paid the most, period. And hard work, another virtue. If the reason you worked hard, Kev, was because you were afraid you'd get fired otherwise, that's become a virtue, even though it was once fear-based. Mm. Fitness, you once did it for significance. Now it's become a part of you, and now it's become an advantage. And here's one thing I want to say, too. For women out there that develop very early, and they hit puberty early, and they have, you know, they get voluptuous, for lack of better phrasing, early, I actually feel bad for you in a way. Because young boys who are going through puberty don't know how to control their hormones, and you get tons of, I'm thinking of a few people, I won't name any names, but like there are some people in our school that you and I both know their names, and we remember they developed very early. And every guy in our school, they got way more valuable in a very short amount of time because what high school boys value is those things. And so they are in this kind of misinformation world of, oh my God, I'm gorgeous, so now I'm getting all this attention, but they don't necessarily know how to deal with it. Or, and they also don't know that that's not going to be that way forever. At WPI, it was 70% men. And the 30% of women that went there, generally speaking, were known as the less attractive ones, generally speaking. Yeah. So anyone who came from another school, like Courtney, one of the women I had a long-term relationship with, was like a 12 out of 10, because at WPI, there weren't very many attractive women. Whereas if you went to a state school, it was common to be gorgeous. Mm. And so just understand the context of the value. Because if you're being valued for something that is not a long-term win, you got to be very careful.
So my challenge to you is, and I did, like, when the IG, not stories, reels came out, I was like, all right, I'll try this IG reels thing. It's like TikTok, whatever. So I tried, and the thing I did was, before you post that picture of yourself in a bikini, yeah, before, if you're a guy and you post a picture of your car, do your thing.
Right.
But ask yourself, why am I posting this? Am I posting this because I'm looking for attention? I'm looking for significance? There's a reason I've posted one picture of my car ever. And this was brand new when I got my car in 2011. Mm. That was 9 years ago when I was 22 years old.
Right.
Nobody knows what kind of car I drive. Right. I don't take pictures of my car.
Yeah.
Right. There's a reason, because I know if I'm doing it, I'm probably doing it because of significance.
Right.
And if you can become aware of that, you're going to stop yourself from doing, because that's an empty thing.
Right.
You're not doing it because you're adding value. You're doing it because you want the significance of the feeling. So as long as you know why you're doing what you're doing, that's my challenge to you. Before you post that bikini shot, before you post that picture of your car, before you post the picture of you in the gym, I post gym pictures almost every day. Usually I have my sweatshirt on and it's just my face.
Right.
I'm not necessarily looking for significance. I'm looking for people to be motivated to the fact that I'm there every single day at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
Because they can do it too.
Why you're doing something matters so much.
Almost more than what you're doing.
If it's just for significance alone, and it's not for some form of growth or some form of contribution, I would argue that it's not a long-term play. That doesn't mean you can't take it and make it a long-term play.
I agree.
You know?
Ladies and gentlemen, happy Monday. We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to this, and it is before the evening time, or la noche, as some say, I believe. Tonight,
French today.
No, I think that's Spanish.
Spanish, a lot of, yeah, that's how much I know.
Yeah, well, same. Tonight, as every Monday, 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we open up the Zoom room for you guys to build relationships. 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Alan and I go live. Tonight, we are talking about the 10 most impactful books and their top takeaways from what we have read over the years.
Fire.
Alan and I do a lot of audiobooks. I know Alan reads more. But yes, every single Monday we are bringing a live Zoom mastermind. It is a great place for you to level on up.
Quick 10-second blips for this episode.
Before you take a picture of your cleavage or before you send that ab picture out to the universe, ask yourself why you're doing it.
Fire. I would say, realize what you're valued for so that you can make good decisions for your own future.
Fire.
Okay. And then also, the hyperconsciouspodcast.com. Honestly, this is what I want to say. Hyperconscious Nation. It's a private Facebook group. You're going to meet people like my client Bianca, like Amy, like Tiffany. You're going to meet incredible growth-minded people. And just, again, I'm going to repeat myself. I have seen people level up beyond their wildest dreams on this team and in this community. If you're not in a community consistently of growth people, you are leaving massive, massive potential on the table. And so you don't go to the gym once and suddenly you're in shape. Hyperconscious Nation is a perfect place to meet like-minded people, and go there. TheHyperconsciousPodcast.com. Click join, hashtag Hyperconscious Nation. Message us. Engage in there, meet people, network, jump on free calls, all that kind of thing.
And as we said, I don't remember what episode it was from this week, but we are planning on rebranding,
yeah,
and changing the names of everything. I don't know if it's going to happen next week yet. I don't know. We haven't figured it out. We have some planning to do, but we will at some point from here on out be known as Next Level University.
Oh, yeah.
Because not many people know what hyperconscious is. You guys do if you're watching this or listening, but you were probably recommended this by a friend or you knew us personally. Not a lot of people know what hyperconscious is because they aren't studying it every day like we are. And if we want to impact and change as many lives as possible, we have to become or at least brand ourselves more relatable so we can touch more people and then bring them into this community. So at some point, we will be changing that. We would love your feedback on that, and we hope you enjoyed, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
Talk to you soon.
Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, we hope you enjoyed this episode, and if you did, it would mean the world to us if you would share this with your friends.
And if you have any questions, please reach out to Kevin or myself. Our contact information is in the show notes, and we can't wait to hear from you.
Guys, we wouldn't be able to do this without you, so if you would kindly leave us a review on iTunes, that would help us make more people hyper-conscious.